שלום, בוקר טוב. Let's go, בעזרת השם, we start page קוף א', חלק שלישי. And this section is a demanding section because it is teaching us how to look whatever we studied one more level in depth. Usually one who is able to digest fully the Chelek Shlishi, then the rest of the trip becomes much easier, much easier. Why? Because as you see the title, Or Yashar V'Or Chozer, there are two types of light in this creation. Any level you go, any moment, any second, any part of the creation always involves two lights. One Or Yashar and one Or Chozer. And these two lights has done from the Aleph to Taf, the He Malchut. That is too light. Now, he says, Kolel Chamisha Eser Prakim. You have 15 parts to go and really in detail understand how Or Yashar moves and its character and its purpose. And so is the Or Chozer. Because there is nothing that we understand in this world unless through Or Chozer. When you say something, imagine, you say something. Have you thought about it? Yes. Have you digested it? Every thought in your body consumed, and now you are ready to give it out. At that moment, does your ears listen to what you say?
Do you mind repeating again?
That's a level deep.
Okay. Now pay attention to that part. And now we are going to understand more and more how important it is and how automatic it is, and so how we live continuously on Or Chozer. It's part of our existence, this Or Chozer. Without this Or Chozer, there is en kli Kabbalah. There is no way you will receive. Even with the totality of existence wants to sustain you, it is based on Or Chozer. Now, as much as in your body and in your mind, how much of your mind you control? Practically less than 10%. How much of your internal body do you control directly? I would say maybe 2-5%. The rest all done, what? Automatically. And when you look at your body, you see everything in your body as well survives through Or Chozer. Now, there is Or Yashar, and is the Or Yashar guaranteed? Since this comes from above to below.
It is.
No. Absolutely not. Everything depends on Or Chozer. Everything. But the system is there to give you a chance. But you cannot count on it. It gives you a chance. You don't know when your chance is finished. You don't know. And there is no guarantee. So let's start to read this with a new...
May I ask why you think that Or Chozer, Or Yashar,
Because the heat or the root, we learned, we make a jump. Because when we are talking about now, this world of Kashmir, the world of material, we have to understand that the law is not different. It's not as purely as we are in right now discussing when the calf came to the halal. No, it's a world of difference. A lot of things has changed. Okay.
But if there is no Oryasha, how could it be opposite?
Now, by you changing your attitude, you can now be capable to receive. If you are sustained, is not that doesn't mean you are receiving anything. The capability of receiving has to be made by you. The system sustains you, that's not, that means you're receiving. You receive only when you are able to exercise your true free will, your true free will. Not the, don't think that if you are able to do something, you are doing it out of necessarily free will.
Okay.
That should be understood.
Right.
Free will is that what you have absolutely, you're not neither addicted nor you're dependent on anything, not you're worrying about anything, not it's because of your lack, but truly, freely, you choose what you want. Not because I lack something. I lack something is, of course, that lack is ruling me. I'm not free. If I am a poor man and I need something to eat, and I need a dollar, do I refuse a dollar? I don't. I need to eat. What free will? I don't have true free will there. No. Now what or now let's understand what Or Chozer is. Let's understand really what is this. That's what the Rav wants to take the whole chapter of Shlishi, the third chapter, to teach you truly what Or Chozer is. Now, I guarantee you, and I know you haven't studied the Shelot and the questions, it's written on all of your faces, but if I ask you, define to me what's Masach. It's simple. Because if we don't understand the Tzimtzum and Masach, we will not understand even what, how did all this happen? Because the cause of all the happening was Tzimtzum. And then the Masach. But is Tzimtzum and Masach the same?
No.
They are absolutely two different things. Now, where is the Tzimtzum? Define it. And where is the Masach? Where did the Masach came from? Is this new creation?
Of course.
Or is the same?
The result of Masach.
Yes, bravo, result. So it came from Tzimtzum.
Right.
The Masach came from Tzimtzum. Now, let's see what is voluntary, truly voluntary, and what is not truly voluntary. Bravo. Here come, you came right to free will. Because if it is truly free will, then it's voluntary. If it's not truly from the free will, it's not voluntary. Now, he says, Yesh atzmut v'keili. First, we have to understand atzmut, that means the essence, and the vessels. Is it two different things? Yes. There's a vessel, and this vessel has an atzmut, has an essence. That is the essence. Let's understand, we go this. V'techilanit pashet. Or Ein Sof, Pesot Kelim. At the beginning, We discuss what is beginning, techila. The light hit pashet. What is lehit pashet? Every word that Rav uses is in order to make you a switch in the mind. So he says, nitpashet or en sof besot keilim, achar kach nitlapshu bahem aorot. After the kli is revealed, the atzmut of the kli and the kli, then there is the light coming in, nitlabesh bahem aorot. Then orot came and they used that kli as a libush. Why the orot need the question libush? Why do you wear clothes and come out? Because without the clothes, you don't reveal yourself. But isn't the kli enough? Isn't the kli supposed? It says that or en sof when nitpashet. Ve'nitlabesh bekli. Nitlabesh bekli. Where did it go? Inside?
Or outside?
Outside. You follow? We are together?
Yeah.
No. Those are the questions. ואחר כך נתלבש בהם האורות שהם עצמות. So that means at the beginning is there a כלי with עצמות? Or there is a כלי without עצמות? Only when the אור goes in. Then there is a such a thing, atzmut. And before that, he's what? But a kli. So why this kli? No. Good. Let's go here. We have the question. Those are the questions only.
Yeah, we haven't even started.
Now, Etzachayim. Etzachayim. Bekol olam yesh bechinat atzmut. It's one point to learn. Bekol olam, no matter which olam you are, that means go
entire.
Wherever you go, which level you are, doesn't make. There is atzmut vekelim and vessels. If we want to make a reminder in our mind of what atzmut is, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come out of Egypt, he went for the atzamot shel Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is Yesod, HaTzadik. It's very important to know this point, called Yesod. Zohar HaKadosh says, not atzamot shel Yosef HaTzadik, tikra atzmut shel Yosef HaTzadik. So we know whatever the Or Elyon is, whichever world you come, has to come through a tzaddik called Yosef HaTzaddik. Because the light comes until Yesod. That is the Zahar. That is the Or Elyon. There is never possible Or Elyon come and the Baram, whoever is Baram is going to deliver it to you, give it to you, is Yesod Yosef HaTzadik. The name, Shem, Shel HaKav HaZeh, El Aleph Lamed Chai. Numerical value, 49. That is the 49 level of Kedusha. And against this, there is 49 level of Tum'ah. Achievable at Mitzrayim. When you come out of this 49 level, you go to a 49 level El Chai, that we pray always in our tefillah. Now, One level, when you achieve higher than El Chai, where do you go? Nun Sharei Bina. That is called Atzmut. That's right. That's Atzmut. That means totally the line is connected. You are connected to Nun Sharei Bina, Olam Haba, whatever you want to call it. That's where Moshe finally reached, Nun Bo. When he went on top of the Har Navo, that's it. He reached that light again. That's the final and last, and he became Neshama. Neshama of Kol Yisrael. He was the Kolet. V'techila ha'kol nitpashet, at the beginning, nitpashet, there are two things we have, two words to learn. Ha'ensof besod yud sefirot da'asilut besod keilim. Said, listen, make your life very easy. Final, after a whole lot of creation and ideas and implementation, which called Olam Kadmon, finally came to an Olam called Olam Atzilut. And you want to look at the Kelim that was created after all the Hishtal Shelut, after all the Ein Sof going and making Chamisha Parzufei Shel Adam Kadmon, and then created the Olam Tikkun B'Shem Atzilut. And in this Atzilut there is Eser Sefirot. And in this Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut is all the Kelim necessary. Listen. If you want to be a plumber, do you need kelim? Anything you want to be. You want to drink a coffee. So God created from A to Z all the kelim that necessary to do the tikkun. And maladabe. The whole chamisha parsufei shel adam kadmon that we call ein bet, Sag, Mem, Hey, Ben, all completed. Those are the Shorashim we discussed, is Olam Kadmon. And these Shorashim, those seeds, which is the Keter, created the Olam Tikkun, called Atzilut, and gave Asara Sefirot, and each Sefirah is a Kli, energy Meyuchad Lo. And in here, Atzilut, there is the Atzmut and the Kli one. Because Kli is complete when it brings in its ore. Otherwise, it's not complete. The Kli becomes fulfilled when the ore meyuchas lo, what is related to that Kli, is in that Kli. Then it's complete. Any questions? We are together? No, you had a question, Adam. And no, Aleph is the knowledge. Aleph is Aluf, is the knowledge. Is the Aleph Rabbati is the thousand, the Aleph that eventually we achieve. That's the Chokhmah.
So that's the 50th
gate. No, that's Bina. That's Bina. Nun is Bina. There is, be calm, be calm. That one Aleph. By the way, the Aleph that you are talking about is that Aleph of Vayikra. Vayikra became reduced, became small from Rabbati. That's the difference. So be careful. It's but be patient. Good, you are a shovev. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu a shovev too. Amen. Okay, that's eventually we learn is the goof. That's the goof. What is missing is the panim.
Why is it, how the decision was made to go only two levels down?
What do you mean two levels down?
Because the second level, sefirot of the sefirot, let's say, also include sefirot.
So that means milui of milui.
Right.
You need milui of milui. You need a father and a son. Otherwise, how do you see a fruit?
But the son also has.
Yeah, his part. That's how you create continuity. If there is no father and son, there is no continuity. If there is no son, if there is no ben, that's why the last partsuf of five partsuf Adam Kadmon is ben. Ben is what your fruit is, your malchut is. You're not supposed to reveal none. Somebody else is going to, you be caused to reveal it. So you can be able to use your eyes and your ears and all your senses and really acquire a knowledge, a true knowledge. And that's way when you see the emet, when you see it with your own eyes, you want to see miracles? That's what you see. That's the miracle. Whatever you plant, you see the fruit. Inevitable. There's no running away from it. Now, so it says again, "V'techila hakol nitpashed ha'on sof besod yud sefirot de'atzilut besod keilim ke halo inyan hitpashtut more," because this aspect of hitpashtut is showing us hit avut ha'or yoter. Since this hitpashtut involves avyut, the or becomes more gashmi, more av. Mima shahaya. V'nimtza ki yud sefirot elu, that this eser sefirot that we discussed, as the eser sefirot shel olam atzilut, hem yud keilim. V'nasu mitzat hitpashtut ha'en sof atzmo. That means this eser sefirot of olam Atzilut is the handmade by Or Ein Sof. That means, is Or Ein Sof in those sefirot? Absolutely yes. This is, you tap into those sefirot, you are tapping into Or Ein Sof. That means up to Malchut of Atzilut, there is Or Ein Sof. It is his Keilim. Now, from this atzilut, there is avyut v'nasa kilim al yedei hitpashtut. V'achare hitpashtut hazeh, after this accomplishment, asher al yado nasim yud keilim, az nitlabesh atzmut ensof betocho. Now, follow what he says. Ensof was involved in creating the kli. Ein Sof created the kli. Ein Sof made the kli. But after made the kli, then it came and resided in it. What is that? Just a moment, when you are doing it. That's right. So that means he created avyut, 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 avyut until he created the kelim, and after he created the kelim through making the light more av, he created a kli. It says through avyut, 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 avyut. Until there is a kli, after there is a kli, boom, Or Ein Sof nitlabesh bo. No, this is how he made. He's telling you.
But it makes sense.
Of course, it makes sense.
If we're looking at it like Avyut basically is us, and we need the pure light, so it's like he created this, and he resides as a pure light in the kelim.
After the kelim became completed.
Yeah.
after the Kehillim became completed, came it Nitlabesh and created Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Atzilut. Ikulim are in Adam Kadmon. The Adam Kadmon created five partsuf. And these five partsufim, in the Mem, Hei, and Ben, we will learn, there was a Shevirat of Kehilim. That means Mem, Hei, and Ben did not make it. Couldn't withstand the light of Ein Sof. So Hashem had to create a Olam Chadash, called Atzilut. And in this Atzilut, he created and called Olam Tikkun. Letaken what? Et Mem, Hei, and Ben. But in order to do the Tikkun, he has to make sure that there is all the Kehilim, complete. So he created Eser Sefirot, which are Atzmut of Ein Sof, and they nitlabesh, they created the Kehilim after they became complete as their libush. Kehilim of Olam Atzilut, Olam Tikkun.
But these Kehilim are the shattered pieces of Igulim, the map, the Ben. Is that correct?
Now, the Kehilim are broken. Broken. Very good question. And they are there. The Tikkun, Olam HaTikkun, with this Kehilim, is there to take care of the broken Kehilim to fix them. Those are our work. He created Olam HaTzilut, Olam Tikkun, in order to have all the vessels, to take care of all the broken vessels, original vessels. Which one is totally new? Of course.
So we are not calling the shattered vessels of Ma'ab and Ben vessels here.
No. Now, what is the Marechet? What is the Olam HaTikkun says, oh, this is the job. I have here a bunch of broken Kehilim that I gotta get fixed. In order to, for me to fix this broken Kehilim, I need to create Biryah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, V'olam Hazeh. And bunch of human beings called Adam, and put a process, put a nature, put a law, put everything. Now this is Olam Tikkun. In order they can slowly, slowly digest all this broken Kehilim, original Kehilim, and by them, every time making the correction, they complete the thought. What is the thought? Olam Atzilut. Because it's Olam Machshava. It's a Chokhmah. It's only the idea. It has all the Kehilim, but in all potential. The more HaTachtonim they do the correction of the broken vessels, that's called Aliyad Man. And the more Aliyad Man there is, the thought of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that started the whole thing, becomes more complete, more revealed, more established. You know how long you guys took you to really see this circle? How the system really works? You know how much that works, honestly, a person to know? And this is the whole... Look, you know what is the closest to this system? Is there really any garbage in this system? No. Imagine, the garbage that we create has potentially a lot of energy in it. They are recycling it. By recycling it, what they are doing? They create a new entity. It's not exactly what it was before. Becomes a new entity. And so is we creating a new Mem Hei Chadash. We're going to study. That Mem Hei and Ben went through Shevira. What is going to be created is going to be a new Memhei, called Memhei Chadash. Now, the word Chadash is very important. It's extremely important. That's why we have Chodesh. We'll come to that. We'll come to that. What is Chadash? Because right now we're going to study. Before you go into deeper to read what the Rav wants to say, or maybe we will do it later. Let's go through it quickly. Now, אחרי התפשטות הזה, אשר על ידו נעשים יוד כלים, אז נתלבש עצמות אינסוף בתוכו, וזה סוד עצמות וכלים. And this is really the foundation of understanding what עצמות and כלים are. Let's go back to אור פנימי, back to the page קופה א', Now, Aleph, hey ulamot, hem nikraim, Adam Kadmon, God created totally five worlds and not more, and in each world has five parts of him. We'll study this. So here it is, the Adam Kadmon, ben olam atzilut, as we discussed. That means the thought, the idea of tikkun, and then b'riya yetzira asiya, va'olam hu milashon elem, elem being concealment. This is what the meaning of Olam is. Ki Aor En Sof Baruch Hu. There is only one true light. It's Aor En Sof. Has to go through all these different worlds and really be the cause, the essence of movement. Mit'alem b'hem b'kol pa'am yoter, kemo she'mevo'al harav lefaneinu. Now, bet, al yedei luach teshuvah. Now, I don't know whether we go right now to this. But go to Vav all the way down. We're going to come back. Vav pirush bilti musag v'nikra en sof lirmos shesefirat ha-malchut mesayemet u'mefaseket et kol ha-madregot. Remember that always end means malchut. When it comes to malchut, that's it. There is a siyum. When we come to Adar, there is a siyum. Finished. It's done. It's a new beginning. חדש. יהיה ראש חודשים יהיה לכם. משהו חדש. It's not the same. So, סיום בהפסק כלל על האור העליון, אלא אדרה רבה בה מתחילה השפעת האור. זין. התפשטות מורה, התאבות האור. It says, what is it? Literal translation, illumination. Correct? Mitpashet. Sun, mitpashet. Correct? Now, if there is a hitpashtut, more al aviyut. What it means, more al aviyut? Every time that something, as soon as you see it, because you made a libush for it. You made it yotar av. Every time you receive, you make it, what is from Elyon to Tachton, you make it Av, Av Yoter. Says, okay, what it means? Yoter mima sha'aya b'ma'atzel. Ve'im lo ken, b'ma yatza ha'or hu miklal m'ma'atzel, lakro b'shem itpashtut, ha'or mimenu v'lachutz. Ve'inyan it'avut hazeh, hi davar shinu yatzura. He said, what do we call Aviyut? When there is a Shinui Atzura. What is Shinui Atzura? Change of Tzura. He says, every time there is a change, there is Aviyut. Now, if there is change, is something Chadash? It's change. It's something Chadash. שקונה האור מפעד ביאתו לכלל נעצל. As soon as there is the cause, the effect is always יותר אב from the cause. כמו שכתוב לעיל. Now, I suggest, and personally it is important, and I say, every time הרב gives you a reference, go and read the reference. If you really want to understand it in deep. Because again, or chazara, your idea, new idea, but the chazara is necessary. We are going to do the chazara bezrat Hashem, but come here to let's go chet. Now, what was chet is asking? Chet, if you look at the lemala in the Etz Chaim, he say hit avuta or yoter mimasha haya. He says, if you want to understand this concept more, go to Beistaklut Pinimi Chelek Bet Ot Hei Ve'ayen Sham and go and really study more. Now go to Tet. Melamdenu Beze. What is Tet? Rak She'nitave Aor Ve'nasa Kelim Al Yadei Pashtut. Tet. Melamdenu Beze. Asher ha-keilim hem toladot shel ha-or atzmo. We know that the vessels are tolada, are the, they were born out of the light that nitpashet, the light that illuminated. The light itself caused the creation of the keilim. Ki ha-or bederech itpashtuto lekabel ha-na'atzel, lekabalat ha-na'atzel, Yored bedalet bechinot. We know that this light goes through four phases. By going through four phases, causes a revelation of or. Those four phases called Chochma Bina, Zerampin, Ozachar veNukva. At shegorem benatzel haratzon lekabel, until it causes in the Ne'atzel, into the causee, into the effect, and the effect by itself is a Ratzon Rekabel. Asher Ratzon Hazeh Shehu Bechina Dalet, and we call this Ratzon Rekabel as Bechina Dalet, Hu Ikar Kili Shel Ne'atzel. The importance of this vessel is that this vessel has a Ratzon Rekabel. If it does not have a Ratzon Rekabel, what is Ratzon Rekabel? Is there Ratzon Lekabel and Yocholet of Ratzon Lekabel? That means capability of receiving. Is the same?
No.
What? Which one Rav means here? You follow what I want to ask? Which one Rav means? Is it just a Ratzon Lekabel or a Yocholet of having a Ratzon Lekabel? Bravo. It's not necessarily if I say I have a Ratzon Lekabel, I have the Yacholet of Ratzon Lekabel. Yes. Now, if there was not Or Chozer, there was a certain Or Chozer that caused creation of Olam Atzilut. Of course, on that level. Of course. Of course. Yes. So, how do I have Divikut? How do I become one? Similarity. As soon as the lower one becomes similar to the upper one, there is divikut. And by the way, that's called the secret of bitul. How you mevater? Look at the rain, it comes. There is a big batch and there is a drop. When they come close together, who goes into who? The smaller one gets absorbed with the bigger one. It always is like this. Similarity, because Hashem is bigger than you. As soon as you have difficulty with Hashem, when it is that you are nitbatel, you are bitul on you. Until there is no bitul, when you find similarity with Hashem, Your character, Amidot, becomes similar to Hashem. What are you going to be? What are you going to be? You're going to be part of Hashem. What are you going to be? Bitul, completely. Now, is the purpose that you do Bitul? No. Your purpose is that your Chochmah to go through Bitul. Your Chochmah. Because when your Chochmah is Bitul, then what you get in your Chochmah? Again, Hashem working. If your Chochmah, you are able to really make it totally shaked, similar to Hashem. That's why Talmud Torah neged kol ha-mitzvot. Because when you study the Torah, what do you study? You are mevateling et ha-chokhmah shelcha, the wisdom that you have, the chokhmah that you have, and you're replacing it with Torah, which is chokhmah of Hashem. That's bitul. But now, let's go here. He says, בחינה ד' הוא עיקר כלי של הנאצל, והוא אביות שהסיק האור בדרך התפשטותו. So, only the light comes להתפשט for what purpose? To cause aviut. For what purpose? That eventually the aviut goes through four phases and becomes the ratzon lekabel. Because the ratzon lekabel is the ikar. Yachelet of ratzon lekabel is the avodah. The ratzon lekabel, if there is no ratzon lekabel, you're not going to move. Now you have a ratzon lekabel. What do you have to do? You have to bring it to the level of yacholet of lekabel. Omnam gimel habichinot harishonot hine rak gormim shetitgale bichinat adalet. Remember that phase one, phase two, phase three, that is chokhmah, bina, vezachar, yesod becomes what? Where is the yesod? It's the foundation. It's the zachar. It's the one that is coming. So up till yesod, we receive. Below that, no, we don't receive. What do we receive there? We receive or nefesh. What is or nefesh? It's the yacholet of ratzon lekabel. Vayenafesh. When do you get nefesh? Shabbat. That is yacholet of ratzon lekabel. That means it is a ratzon lekabel, but it has a koach. That's vayenafesh. That's a nefesh. That's or malchut. Now, it has a ratzon lekabel. What are you going to do with it? He says the following. Ve'inu am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenehu nu. How many times nu? Five times. Manspach. Gevura. That means whatever I receive on Shabbat, still I have to go through gevurot. Dinim, in order to create the final kli. Now I am giving you pointers to remember those points. Ve'inyan ha-chiyuv ha-seder shel dalet b'chinot ha-elu nitba'er b'chalakim ha-kodmim ve'en la'arich b'hem ata. The four phases we already discussed and there is no for us to review again. But I would like you to go back to the page sadi. Yes, please do.
We talked earlier that the light, through his avud, creates the kelim.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I need to understand how it works together, because now we mentioned that the light creates the ratzon lekabel.
That's right.
So are the kelim are the ratzon lekabel?
No. Of course. Of course. Bravo.
Light is the cause.
Bravo. But who caused that Raton Le Cabel? Who caused the creation of the Keili?
The light.
The light.
So if the light arouses me.
Yeah, and gives you an opportunity to make a choice.
Right.
And gives you a possibility of having a total free will.
Well, Mr. Malama, whether I make the choice to make this Ratzon or not, whether to make it or Chazer or not, to exercise it or not,
Yes. Now let's no. What light comes and goes, and the light comes back, never the same. Not a second is the same as the next second. Impossible. There is nothing the same. He said right now, there is continuously chidush. Kol ma'aseh b'rishit kol yom, chidush, from begin, chadash, it's not the same. We are a fool, unless we take the garbage and bring it to, and include it to today too. It's chadash, it's up to you, it's chadash. Every second could be chadash. But it's the mind can't, there is no, handle it, needs to put it together. But we think all the time that this Raton Le Cabel, that's what do you say? Raton Le Cabel is that here I'm ready to receive. God, I want everything from you. Is that Raton Le Cabel? No. All this that you say, I want, is there to intrigue you to find the kli, which is a Raton Le Cabel. That means Yacholet of Raton Le Cabel. That desire only initiates you. In order to understand this, this is so important. It happens so fast in our mind. Come on. How long it takes you to look at me? You know how you look at me upside down and you take it in and you do a whole process. How long it takes you to do this process to put me upside right? Now, imagine two things happens in us continuously every second, called Tzimtzum v'Masach. The whole creation is on a Tzimtzum v'Masach. Come on, you don't blink continuously, your eyes is going to go cockeyed, it's going to go dry, you can't see. You got to keep on boing. How do you think you hear? It's continuously, there is a hammer on a Masach. There's everything is Masachim. So where is the Tzimtzum, where is the Masach? So let's go to page study. Believe me, after you understand this concept of Masach, then you will understand the whole secret of 12 months, the whole secret of Shevatim, Yaakov, Israel, Leah, Rachel, the whole work. Is if you understand what is this Masach, which is Mem Samech, you remember what Mem Samech stands for? You know that the letters that they were in Aseret Dibrot, they were Mem Samech, that they were miracles. They were standing without connecting, as Zohar Kadosh talks about. Now let's go to look at this page called Masach. What this Masach is. 120. Three times Moshe went up to Marom, each time 40, that's 120. Moshe lived 120. 10 times 12, 120. 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the night. 36 hours of Shabbat. Shabbat is not 24 hours. Shabbat is 36 hours. Don't forget that. Shabbat is not. Because there is a 12 hours of the Friday, 12 hours of the morning, 12 hours of the night of Shabbat. That makes it 36. Now, Masach. First, let's understand what Masach is. It says Masach is Koach Tzimtzum. Am I different than my Koach? Are you different than your Koach? Come on, I want an answer.
I
I'm asking question. Are you different than your koach?
You're not different, but you can show whether it. You take ownership and do it is a different story.
I ask you another question. Are you aware of all your kochot,
no.
of your koach?
No.
So you're not.
No.
So you're not your koach. In order for you to find your koach, you got to do a lot of research. A lot of hitbonenut vahitbodedut before you know your koach.
You have the potential.
Bravo, it is in you, of course. But knowing it, you don't. So the koach of tzimtzum is different than the tzimtzum. Masach is koach of tzimtzum. It's extremely, I would like you to pay attention to those words. It's all my heart. It's really you guys to understand the Masach and Tzimtzum. You don't know how many hours, how many books is written to understand Tzimtzum and Masach. And here comes, and he says, Hamit orer ben atzel klape or elyon. This koach, mit orer. That means there is awakening. There's this concept of hit orerut. Point to remember. You go to Bet Knesset, Lecha Dodi. What do you say? Hit oreri, hit oreri. There has got to be a hit orerut. That's the beginning. Got to be an awakening, realization, awareness. If there is no this awareness, there is no hit orerut. So here he comes and he says, "Klape or elyon, mit orer benatzel klape or elyon." That means I recognize. Again, our studies on Tuesday, chapter 2, perek aleph, and Hanasi, Rabbi Shimon Tzadik, says the following: remember, there is an eye on top of you, listens to you, and records everything. So that means there is an elyon. No matter what you do, there is a Elyon. Where you are, there is a Elyon. So he says, "Klape ora Elyon lahafsik oto al derecho lemadrega lebichna dalet." Hakoach hatzimtzum hazeh is there to lahafsik oto, to stop it, not to go to bichna dalet. That means the aspect of ratzon lekabel to get fulfilled. How do you like that? That is the koach tzimtzum. And what is tzimtzum? Because whatever it is, this tzimtzum, inside of it, there is a koach tzimtzum. So it goes the following. Vehina hakoach hazeh nikra masach. Koach nikra masach. Vatzarish shetavchin sheifresh ben bechinat masach sheyesh ben atzel לבין בחינת הצמצום שבו. He says, we have to lafresh, to differentiate, lavdi, to understand clearly what is צמצום, what is כוח of צמצום. What is צמצום and what is מסך, because כוח of צמצום is called מסך. Okay? שהם בית עניינים נבדלים לגמרי. Understand that these are totally different things. כי כוח צמצום שנעשה על בחינת דלת, הוא מכוון כלפי הכלי שבנעצל. He says, look, the creator has a כלי. The צמצום is embedded in this כלי. Where? Didn't all started from the נקודה אמצעי of אינסוף, called Malchut of Ensof. What Malchut of Ensof embedded in the system to start the whole thing? Tzimtzum. It is already this Tzimtzum exists within you from right off bat when Nekudaim say Malchut of Ensof decided there should be a Tzimtzum. Anything comes after it is embedded this Tzimtzum in it. It's automatic. It's part of it. It is there, because it comes right from the first concept of Histalkut of Or, the creation of the halal. It's the moment of being outside of the what it was before. And so off. So it says, "Mekaven leklapei akli shebenatzel shehaya ishtokekut lekabel," that as soon as there was ishtokekut of desire to receive, there to be an automatic concept called push it back. No, it gets applied automatically. This constitution called Tzimtzum, it is embedded in this creation. It's part of the vessels of this creation. Hold on, this is a koach. Now koach we are talking. We are talking now actually what the Tzimtzum is. The Tzimtzum is embedded in the Kli. It said, it is part of the Kli. It is the Kli. The Kli is going to act because the Malchut of Ein Sof acted upon it. There is nothing comes afterward, not the aspect of Tzimtzum, not to be part parcel of it. Now, Shepirush ki michachmat haratzon la'ashvat ha'tzura shel le'ma'atzil. What is this Tzimtzum? What was the cause of the Tzimtzum? That the Malchut of Ein Sof wanted, had the hishtokekut of to hashivui tzura le'or Ein Sof. So really, what is the characteristic of Tzimtzum? Why it doesn't want to receive? Because from the beginning, had the hishtokekut eratzon le'ishtavot le'ma'atzil. I want more. It's something concept total completely, and this is embedded. It is within us. Every effort that we do in our life is only to get closer to this light of the source that we have. Now, מחכמת הרצון להשוות הצורה למעציל עיכב עצמו מלקבל בשעת השתקקות לקבל. As soon as there was השתקקות, any desire of receive, automatically עיכוב. Return caused not to get fulfilled. Ki ishtokekut shebo nikra b'chinah dalet. Because that is the b'chinah dalet. So every time, follow. What he says is something very important here. This is an important point. As soon as there is awakening of ishtokekut, of desire to receive, ratzon lekabel, automatically this Tzimtzum ma'akev it, pushes it back. When it pushes it back, what it does? Automatically you receive something. What do you receive? From Yesod up. Because the ore of that came as soon as to go to Malchut from Yesod, Malchut automatically tzimtzem, said no, automatically caused you the first three aspects of it to receive. Not Malchut, but the first three phases, because of the koach, because of tzimtzum shel akli, automatic. You received, but what did you receive? Not through your own vessel, b'china dalet. You received only the aspect of zahar, bina, v'chokhma. That's what you received. Come on. When you get an idea, did you take something? What is the idea? It's a machshava. It's a thought. How did you capture it? It's automatic tzimtzum. That's why you keep on capturing thoughts continuously. Why? Because of tzimtzum. Now, when you receive a thought, what do you receive? Is that thought potential or actual? It's only potential. Why? Because malchut of this thought or this light was not revealed. Up till now, we are okay? Remember, the first three phases, there is no tzimtzum on it. The tzimtzum is only on malchut. And that's part of the kli. But however, this happened. Let's go back. Hikoach elyon. She'en ha'natzel yachol levatelo. Hishtokukut lekabel. I'm sorry, I'm... כי ההשתוקקות שבו שנקרא בחינה ד' והיא כוח העליון שאין הנעצל יכול לבטל או למעטו במקצת. This power of tzimtzum, you cannot change, you cannot cancel. There is no way this tzimtzum, you can take it out. You cannot reduce it. It is automatic and it always works perfect. Ela, however, שיוכל לעכב עצמו שלא לרצות לקבל, אף על פי שמשתוקק מאוד. This tzimtzum is that power that even that he has the highest level of receiving, the tzimtzum automatically flares back. וכוח הגוף הזה שורה תמיד על בחינה ד' שבנעצל. This is or תמידי. It's always there. It does it. Papa, why did you stop me to receive it? I could have received the whole thing. No. The tzimtzum from Malchut of Ein Sof has embedded in all the vessels, no matter which vessel is that the tzimtzum, koach of tzimtzum, that means the power, desire, hishtokekut of shivui tzura to be embedded in every kli. He says, yes, this is al b'china dalet shebenatzel, milvad. What is milvad? Excluding. Only בשעה שממשיך אור חדש, but when there is a new light, אז מחויב בהכרח לבטל את הכוח העיכוב. Now it's אור חדש. I had used tzimtzum on the original automatic. Now there is Or Chadash. There is no more koach of this ikuv. Dahainu hatzimtzum shebo. Because first that it hits the light. For second time it comes back. That initial force is not there anymore. Dahainu hatzimtzum shebo. O mitgalebo. And now there is a gilui. Hishtokekud acher. Ha'or Elyon. Now there is new level of desire to receive. It's not the same. Shebeze kocho yafe lahamshich elav et ha'or, and it becomes a willing. That's your lack. Now it becomes a lack. Listen, as soon as you get the thought, what the thought brings you. But didn't you get the thought by Or Chozer Tzimtzum? Yes. Now you got the thought. What did you bring for yourself? Hishtokekut new. Now you miss it. Now you got the idea. Now you have a new hishtokekut. And he says, Bo hishtokekut achare ol elyon. Now you want it back. Shebeze kocho yafe lahamshich alav et haor. Vekan matchil. And now, right now, it begins פעולתו של המסך שבנעצל. Now you gotta exercise your masach. We said the meaning of Tzimtzum is that power that embedded within every kli,
right,
to have shivui tzura with or elyon. Say that again. No, there is no haka l'ashva. There is a zivug l'haka. That means when the light comes. But, must affect, yeah. First time that it comes, the koach ha-tzimtzuv ma'akev the o. Why it, bravo, but well, hold on, you went too fast. You went beautifully, but you went fast. Hold on. First, the Or Elyon comes. What stops the Or Elyon to go to Malchut? Bechina Dalet. There is Hishtokekut, there is a desire to receive, right? Not Masach, Tzimtzum. First is the Tzimtzum. The first light that comes is the Tzimtzum. Now, this Tzimtzum causes the Or to go what? To Me'akev Achora, that means create Or Chozer. And that Or Chozer is going to receive what we said? Only from Yesod all the way up.
How did you call the light Tzimtzum?
We said that when Tzimtzum, Malchut, Nekuda, Emtzayof, En Sof, what did he ask? What was his first request? First Hishtokekut. Shivui Tzura.
Shivui Tzura.
And because of this Shivui Tzura, she requested the Or to Leistalek, right? Because he sent it back. He stopped receiving the Or. Now, this idea of Shivui Tzura is part of the Kli.
Yeah.
That Tzimtzum is... And what this does, this concept called Tzimtzum that is now part of the Kli, every time light wants to come, the first time that the light comes to go in, this has the capability, the Tzimtzum, only the first time when there is Zivug Daka, to push back the light. When it pushes back the light, what the light goes, creates Or Chozer, Mitlabesh what? The Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Gevura, Chesed, Bina and Chokhmah, all the way up. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, what this Malchut is receiving right now? Inside is dark, is a point, a Sefirah, and on top of it there is Chokhmah, Bina, and six Sefirot. Okay, now it's the same thought. In your mind, go to your mind. When you get an idea, what that means? You got an idea. That means there was a thought that was wanted to penetrate within your mind. Your mind wanted the thought. That's why pulled the thought. But the Tzimtzum caused the thought to be captured. How much you capture in your thought? That amount of Or Chozer that your mind, your Tzimtzum Aleph, caused. Now you got an idea. You got a thought. How did you get the thought? Because of the Tzimtzum that is in your Malchut of Rosh. Did I control it? No, you don't control. The Tzimtzum is embedded there. Why makes the Tzimtzum? In order for you to have a chance to create Shivui Tzura. Didn't was the Tzimtzum, purpose of Tzimtzum was to create Shivui Tzura. Okay, you got idea. Now what are you supposed to do with this idea? To cause Shivui Tzura im Ha'or Elio. Wallah, this is Yafe. I say only to in your mind. Stay in your mind. Right now I am talking to Esser Sefirot of your mind. That is only your mind. That's why I am trying to stay only in the Eser Sefirot of mind, which is Machshava, because our first goal is to understand Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut is Olam Machshava. It's what your head is all about. It's your consciousness. It's your mind. It's your awareness. You guys are tired. Now, we are coming back, Bezrat Hashem, on this Masach again. I ask you to review it. Chag Sameach, Chag Purim Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, with you, Brim.